The next story might not be appropriate for all listeners. Sitting on shelves at police agencies across the state are rape evidence kits awaiting testing. In the first of two reports, reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock with our Sound Cues team examines a question from a few KUOW listeners. They wanted to know just how many kits are in that backlog.
The problem is, no one knows the answer for sure. One estimate is 6,000. That's from a few years ago. Now, the Washington State Patrol estimates there are between 8,000 and 10,000 rape kits that haven't been tested.
Every one of those represents a survivor whose voice wasn't heard, who didn't have justice, and also potentially very dangerous offender still on the streets.
That's State Representative Tina Orwall of Des Moines. A few years ago, she sponsored a bill that passed the legislature. It required that every kit be tested. It didn't solve the problem. Now, there is a bottleneck at the state crime lab. Recently, in Seattle and Tumwater, two cases emerged of men who continued raping women as their DNA sat in the testing queue. So, how does Washington State fix this problem?
We're looking at how other labs, like in Ohio, have been able to process them more quickly.
Yeah, Ohio. This year, that state was able to virtually eliminate its backlog, around 14,000 rape kits. They uncovered 300 serial rapists and solved over 1,000 crimes. We're at the Ohio Crime Lab to learn how they did it. It's a building surrounded by fields in central Ohio. The rooms look like well-equipped high school chemistry labs along narrow corridors.
How many people work out here?
Ohio reporter Allison Holm paid a visit for us.
This is the biology lab.
DNA laboratory supervisor Kristen Slaper showed her around. On the other side of the glass, a scientist is testing a rape kit.
If you can see the white box that's close to the windowsill with the paper bags.
Rape kits are smaller than a shoebox. They're filled with materials and Q-tip-like swabs of body fluids collected by a nurse after a rape. At the lab in Ohio, a lot of robots help test those samples for DNA.
These are our robots.
They have names like ABI 9700 and TCAN. The robots do three times the work of one scientist. They're key to the lab's efficiency. So is another word you might not be familiar with.
Kaizen. Yep, so...
Slaper explains they basically did a hackathon using a Japanese productivity philosophy called Kaizen. Rape kit testing follows something like an assembly line, so they examined each step to make it more efficient. Slaper says it worked.
It used to be that it could take a scientist a day, an entire day, to work a rape kit. Now it can take an hour, 2 hours, for them to open it, do minimal screening, take their notes, and cut the samples into tubes, and then move it along to the next step.
In the midst of all this forensic science and sterile labs, let's not forget that lives are at stake. Liz Garcia was raped at home in Cleveland in 2004.
I was looking in the mirror. I was like, oh, I did a really good job with my hair this morning. Then I noticed that the door was opening, so that's when I turned my attention to the door.
A stranger in a ski mask walked in, choked her, and raped her. Over a decade later, that man is now in prison for life without parole. DNA testing helped link him to the rapes of 21 women. Garcia says the DNA testing was essential.
Those kits sitting on shelves do nothing for us, women, in the process of our healing. We have to know whether the assailant is caught. We have to get our chance in court to face them.
Rape kits in Ohio are tested and out the door in less than a month. But in Washington State, it can take around a year and a half. I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock, KUOW News.
In the second of two stories, Anna Boyko-Wyrock with our Sound Cues team reports why there is such a delay to test a rape kit.
Liz Garcia was raped at home by a masked intruder in 2004. Last year, she spoke to him again, face to face, this time in court.
Without that mask and without those gloves, you're weak. Beyond this day, I will no longer shed another tear over what you did to me.
Garcia read a two-page statement to the man. He was now wearing a prison uniform. And she says something shifted inside her.
I did not feel that fear that I had that day when we faced eye to eye at my house. And I was able to move on from there.
DNA testing linked him to the rapes of 21 women. Where the crimes took place made all the difference. It wasn't Washington. It was Ohio. That state has virtually eliminated its rape kit backlog. That is, stacks of untested rape evidence sitting on shelves. And in this multi-year project, Ohio was able to identify hundreds of serial rapists. Over here in Washington state, though, we have a long way to go. This state has somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 old, untested rape kits. I recently visited the Washington State Crime Lab in Seattle to learn more. The building is a short walk from the train tracks in SoDo. It has all the charm of a slaughterhouse, which is actually what the building used to be. Jean Johnston is a crime lab manager with the Washington State Patrol. She says the labs are in a tough spot.
There's just an increase in the demand for service, so it's hard to keep pace with that.
Data from the State Patrol shows the lab is not keeping pace. A state law passed in 2015 requires DNA testing on all rape kits. Now, Washington State processes rape kits from active investigations and sends the old, untested ones to a private lab in Utah. But that doesn't really solve the problem either. The Washington lab still has to look over the private lab's work.
We also only have a limited amount of resources of fully qualified DNA staff that can actually do the review of the data that they've sent back.
The state crime lab has more money these days to hire more scientists. But Johnston says it takes 2 years to train those folks. So even though the lab is hiring for three more positions,
it's just been announced, and so people are applying for it, et cetera. But
so it could be longer than 2 years because first you have to hire them and then you have to train them for 2 years?
Yes, absolutely.
All that leads to a long turnaround time. On average, it takes between 4 months and around a year and a half for one rape kit. In Ohio, it takes under a month.
Are you satisfied with the rate that you're able to test all of the rape kits, the new ones and the old ones?
Well, I'm really proud of what all of our forensic scientists are doing. There's more that could be done, but at this time, with the resources that we have a good darn effort going.
It could take another 4 to 6 years to get through all the untested kits that were collected before 2015. That's when the law changed. And new rape kits are coming in all the time.
I just would like to apologize.
That's State Representative Tina Orwall. She helps lead state efforts to reduce the rape kit backlog.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The system broke down. We really failed a lot of people who had a horrible, traumatic experience. And I just want listeners to know that we're committed to fixing it.
Orwall is touring the Ohio crime labs this week, along with members of our state crime lab. She's hoping Washington State can learn from Ohio. I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock, KUOW News.
This story was inspired by listener questions. What do you want to know about this region? Submit a question at kuow.org.